The first of three debates between George Bush and John Kerry will take place tomorrow night at the University of Miami in Coral Gables, Florida. With us now on Day to Day is a young man ideally equipped to offer advice to the participants. He's Jed Glickstein. He is this year's National High School Debate Champion, though he's no longer in high school. He's a freshman at Yale, where both Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry went. Jed Glickstein, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
You're the National Forensic League's 2004 champion for Lincoln-Douglas debate. What is Lincoln-Douglas debate?
Lincoln-Douglas is a specific style of debate. It's a one-on-one type of debate as opposed to, for instance, policy debate, which is two-on-two. It's one of the probably top two flavors of debate that you can find all around the country.
What do you think about the kind of debate that the presidential candidates are going to have?
I think it's sort of funny. I mean, high school debate is a bunch of kids who dress up in suits on the weekend, and they pretend to talk about issues, but they really don't have any power. And political debate takes place between two of the most powerful people in the world, but they essentially don't talk about the issues. You know, it's all very surface level. And so I think if you look at the level of stipulation for the debates, it's really startling. The dimension of the podium, how far apart the candidates stand, that sort of thing. And they also took out the competitive aspect from the activity. The two speakers can't address each other. They can't question each other. And so I think there's some inherent structural limitations in the debate which really sort of change the activity from a competitive one to one where you're sort of just, you know, giving speeches one after another, alternating between the two.
Well, still, you've looked at the rules of this thing. You understand what's going to go on. What is your advice to these two men as they prepare for this debate? What should they do?
Well, I think that for John Kerry, he needs to appear, not so much that he needs to appear down to earth. He rather needs to stop making the audience do so much work. So I think that Kerry needs to move towards a more simple message and a message that doesn't require the listener to tease out all those complexities.
And what about President Bush?
Well, I think for Bush, there are two things. One is I think that Bush can come across as being mean. I know that he's been using humor quite effectively at his rallies. And to me, some of the humor strikes me as not in the nicest tone. I think the other thing is that he needs to, you know, not appear as a simpleton. And so if he gets pushed off message, I don't see him being able to adapt. I could see him looking inexperienced, unsure, basically the opposite of these commander-in-chief virtues that he's been running on.
Among politicians that you've seen, is there one person who stands out as a great debater, one person you would send in to represent you in a debate that really mattered?
Well, I really like John McCain. I think John McCain does a very good job of sort of saying what he believes in a simple way and a way that's direct and people can understand. I mean, John McCain actually doesn't represent my beliefs all that well, but I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, and I think that he does a very good job of striking a middle line between obviously knowing what he's talking about and presenting it in a way that the public appetite will accept.
You're going to watch the debates on Thursday night.
I am going to watch them.
Jed Glickstein, the National Forensic League's 2004 Lincoln-Douglas Debates Champion. Jed, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
It was my pleasure.